From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Media reports say a large explosion believed to have been caused by a bomb has injured several people in the Turkish capital. Dogon News Agency says Wednesday's explosion occurred near military lodgings. The explosion caused a large fire and dark smoke could be seen billowing from a distance. Police told the Associated Press it's investigating the cause of the explosion. Stay tuned to VOA News. We'll give you the latest as it becomes available. China has deployed an advanced surface-to-air missile system to one of the disputed islands it claims in the South China Sea. It's a move that is likely to increase tensions among China and its neighbors. Taiwan's defense ministry said Wednesday that the missile batteries have been set up on Woody Island. Images from a civilian satellite company shows two batteries of eight surface-to-air missile launchers, as well as a radar system deployed on the beach on Sunday. Earlier today, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the missile deployment represents a militarization of the South China Sea that the Chinese president promised would never happen. The United Nations, meanwhile, is preparing to ask international donors for $1.8 billion to pay for humanitarian aid to millions of people in Yemen this year. The UN humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, told the Security Council that the appeal will be launched on Thursday. He laid out the effects of the devastation Yemen has experienced in the past 12 months. Iran's OPEC envoy said Wednesday that the country plans to increase its oil production to levels it had before the imposition of international sanctions sharply cut its exports. The comments came ahead of a meeting in Tehran of oil ministers from Iran, Iraq, and Venezuela to discuss a proposal of a freeze production. VOA News. Convoys carrying food and medical aid are due to leave Wednesday for areas in Syria where thousands of people have had their access to supplies cut by both government forces and opposition fighters. The aid deliveries are part of an agreement between Syria and the United Nations. Meanwhile, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the forces fighting in Syria should agree on a no-fly zone. She made the call in her comments to the German parliament.
The jetzige Situation ist also immer noch untragbar.
She says it would be helpful if there was an area in Syria over which none of the warring parties could fly attacks, if we would manage to reach some sort of an agreement with the anti-Assad coalition and Assad supporters for a no-fly zone and a safety zone for many refugees, then it could save many lives and would help in the political process about the future of Syria. You can read more details about the situation in Syria at voanews.com. The United Nations Wednesday condemned all sides in the Afghanistan conflict for using child soldiers, noting that while government forces have curbed the practice, insurgent groups continue to train large number of fighters under the age of 18. The Afghan government has made progress on the issue, according to the UN representative for children in armed conflict. However, she said the Afghan local police, government allied groups, and often operate as independent militias and are widely seen as unprofessional and corrupt, are the major perpetrators. The World Health Organization says it will need some $56 million to implement its strategic response designed to contain the Zika virus, which has been linked to birth defects in newborns. The WHO said Wednesday that its strategy focuses on mobilizing and coordinating partners, experts, and resources to help countries enhance surveillance of the Zika virus and disorders that could be linked to it. Spanish police have raided the Madrid offices of China's biggest bank, the Industrial and Commerce Bank of China, known as the ICBC, Wednesday, amid accusations of money laundering, according to the Interior Ministry. The investigation by police, the Spanish tax agency, and Europol surrounds funds handled by a criminal group acting in Spain, which the ministry says passed through the bank and were transferred to China. Meanwhile, the ICBC was not immediately available for comment. The sound you hear is Japan launching the H-2A rocket carrying a new generation of observation satellite Wednesday to study black holes and other celestial objects that cannot be studied using light. It was developed with an international collaboration between Japan and the U.S. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.